If you're heading up Blackcomb for opening day tomorrow, prepare yourself for powder that's waist-deep in some sections. Peak was invited to take a tour November 20th for staff ski day, and conditions did not disappoint. With 30 centimeters in the last 12 hours, 114 centimeters in the last 7 days and double-digit snowfall projected for the weekend, expect fresh tracks for days to come. Adam Mercer, senior manager of patrol for Whistler Blackcomb, had tips for newbies heading out in snowpack conditions that rival December. The whole concept of physical and mental preparedness for skiing in the mountain at this time of the year is huge. Make sure you're mentally and physically fit. And after that, it comes down to the equipment that we're using, he said. How are your ski boots? Do they hurt? That's going to impact your skiing and make things dangerous. Have you checked your skis? Are they waxed? What about your bindings? Then, start thinking like a veteran of the mountain. Mercer advises checking the conditions report and visualizing what you're heading into before making your way into the opening day fray. New skiers and snowboarders could also consider learning from a pro. I really encourage people to take a lesson, to develop those skills and techniques so that they can be safer once on the hill, Mercer said. Aside from knowing your gear and having the skills for a day on the mountain, make sure to read the waiver, the Alpine Responsibility Code and signage. When it comes to ducking ropes, Mercer advises asking yourself why an area is roped off to begin with, and whether you know what's beyond. If you have questions you can't answer yourself, or the group you're skiing with can't answer, then please, come see us, knock on the door and say hi, he said. In preparation for alpine skiing, the snow safety team has been heli-bombing for avalanches and working to remove wind-formed cornices along ridges. We will be deploying explosives pretty much daily on both mountains here, as it continues to snow, to prepare the alpine for public opening, Mercer said. When heading into the backcountry, the same fundamentals apply, along with having avalanche skills training and knowing who you're heading out with. Backcountry maps are available on Whistler Blackcomb's website, and to hone your knowledge of backcountry safety, try Avi Savvy, an online course with Avalanche Canada. The course is an introduction for avalanche skills training, AST 1, though it isn't a substitute for completing an AST course. Ease into the season, create a relationship with the snowpack, Mercer said. It's a new relationship every year. Spend some time visualizing what that snowpack is like now, how it's going to change, how you need to manage it, how you need to manage all the other hazards out there. For safety or injury incidents, you can use the MyEpic app to call patrol, 24/7, 365 days a year. In daytime operations, it will route to dispatch on Blackcomb and Whistler, and outside operating hours it routes to a paging service, and patrol coordinates with search and rescue and the RCMP for rescue operations. For more coverage ahead of opening day, Red Peaks reporting on the newly upgraded 6-seater lift, Jersey Cream Express. Keep your eyes peeled for a high-level overview of the upcoming season that hits the web and newsstands tomorrow.